so much. Thank you for your patience. Just kicked out the old Q100 staff meeting. It seems like COVID is just wreaking havoc at the radio station. One person had it the other day, and now another person has it. So, oh, fuck. And the interesting thing is, next week, I will be broadcasting the whole week from Fear Bunker North. You see, Q100 has a massive week next week for this thing that they do called Ausable River Fest. There's this massive blowout up there where all these tourists come and line the streets. It's just total nonstop chaos and a party. Orgies, you name it. And they said, EZ, we really need you up there. Can you actually be live in the studio? And then we're going to have you host, like, you know, the karaoke contest and shit. I go, yeah, that sounds awesome. So I'm bringing up my gear and I'll do the live radio show. And then I'm going to head back to Fear Bunker North and do the podcast, which I've done many, many times. You may have the usual lag issues because satellite internet is a big wet pile of shit. But we do the best we can. And I'm actually pretty happy because I finally put the, you can't see it, it's behind me. I've been testing it. Putting the wraps on a total second setup. Equipment needed to do a total second setup. Kenny says, is this the whole nobody takes a vacation in July week? Part of it, yes. I actually ate into July a few days, and I was called out for that shit. I got a big lecture. EZ, when I say no July vacations, I mean no July vacations. And I said, well, okay, but you saying that is the first time I've ever heard that. Ever. Pause. Pause. Awkward. Awkward. Well, anyway. So, I'm going up there to be part of the staff. Live in studio. I'm probably catching COVID. Probably not. I'm sure it'll be fine. And then they said, did you check your email? And I said, yeah, I don't see it. It's because your email challenged. Jeremy is here. He just sent me a very interesting email. I'm going to get to that. It's more breaking news. It's all coming up roses for fucking Trump. Did you see how the people were like, well, Trump turned his head at the last second. Thus, it was God telling him to turn his head. Now, I don't believe that. I don't believe that God told Trump to turn his head. It was just lucky. You know, people are like, no. It was divine intervention. No, I don't think it was. I mean, I've talked to God. I've told you about that before. That's divine intervention. Trump turning his head is not divine intervention. Becky says, I really wish I wasn't living through significant historical events on a daily basis. Well, I think what you need to do is you need to appreciate this. You need to understand that you live through this. Again, politics are supposed to be boring. I've talked about that many times. But in this case, it doesn't appear to be. With a lot happening. You're absolutely right about that. I love it when gigantic moments happen. Like when 9/11 happened, I was happy. I'm totally kidding. I can't even get behind that joke. I was sitting there smiling, knowing I've got something good to talk. Fucking stupid. But you know, I was sitting there at Ben's wedding and having a grand old time talking to cousin Jan or Aunt Jan. I don't even know who the fuck she is. Family friend Jan telling me how I've drawn Ben out, how I've made him, got him to come out of his shell. And I was like, I have? I would hate to see what he was like in his shell. I think I actually did. But, no, he did great. He did awesome. The thing that kind of got me, and I don't know, is Ben at work right now? I better not do this. I was going to... The guy who was the officiant. Ben was like his punching bag. Like, he's saying all these beautiful things about Ben's lovely wife. And then he makes like one crack about Ben. And then another. And then another. And then another. And I'm like, oh, God. Aram says, was Eric Zaitunian or Eric Zane at the wedding? Great question. I think you had Eric Zane there at Tip Top Behavior. I was, my goal was don't make a scene. Keep it between the lines. Have a good time. All right. And then the best man. Now, my table's in the idiot zone. We're in the corner. So it's me, Brett, which is Superfly Hayes or Lurch, whatever you want to call him, Pooh Bear, Aunt Ginny, Cousin Jan, Cousin Jan's husband, Cousin Jan's son, Cousin Jan's son's wife. We're in the absolute corner. The best man stands up and fires not one, but two shots at me. I'm like, oh, no. It took 1 second. We walk into the venue. Really nice place, by the way. And the best man says, Eric Zane. I go, hello, hi. Nice to meet you. He says, I'm so-and-so. I go, nice to meet you. It's a pleasure. And he says, my apologies in advance. And I'm like, ah, fuck. Here we go. Here we go. One foot in the door. My apologies in advance, so I know something's coming. Sure enough, this guy gets a mic. And I forgot what it was. I think because everyone was bagging on Ben, like I said, but I didn't. I was not unscathed. Ben, I think he said was... He said, Ben, we are here with two of the worst comedians ever. Ben and Eric Zane. And I'm like, so I like, I did the old, oh, come on. You know, I was like guy on the couch at a roast. Ha, you know, ho hum, you know, trying to roll with it like, no big deal. Ah, easy come, easy go. Sarah, sarah. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, fuck you, you fuck. And then he said something else again, directed towards me. And no one knows the fuck I am, except for Cousin Jan there. Nobody has any fucking idea. So I was like, oh, this is fucking stupid. So then I go walking up to the guy later. I go, hey, how's it going? He goes, hey, you can't be mad. I go, I'm not. I go, that's totally fine. I go, I'd be a total hypocrite if I ever got mad at somebody for busting balls. No, you're fine. I didn't have the heart to tell him his speech suck cock, but whatever. Aram says, sucks to be Cousin Jan and family having to sit with the radio guys. Tyler says, I kind of wish the best man said, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm the dude that Ben showed how to jerk off years ago. That's what I was going to ask him. I was going to say to him, Ben, is the guy that you taught how to beat off here? For those of you who don't know that story, it's still flabbergasting to me. When Ben was old enough to figure out his special purpose, his friend did not know the special purpose. And Ben made the conscientious decision, well, here, I got to show you this. It's great. What is it? Well, whip out your dick. And then actually put his hand on the kid's crank and jerked him, but not all the way so that little spurts were flying out. But he actually did that. He was very forthright in talking about it on our show. I think he described it once on the radio somehow. He couched it in some way. I was like, what the fuck? I wouldn't have told it. But now it's legend. It's absolute legend. Jeremy says, it still sounds better than a speech from a wedding I was in. Dude said, it's always been a rocky relationship. I just hope we're not here again in 5 years. Oh, no. Come on. Everybody's speech was short and sweet. There was no one who did anything weird. I mean, other than what I told you about, but that even wasn't weird. Ben's wife's mother, I take it back. Ben's wife's sister was there. She was like the maid of honor. She's a total babe, too. I'm telling you, Ben so outkicked the coverage. All right? And if I'm Ben, I work extra hard to get ripped. You know, make yourself an irresistible husband. You already are pretty much irresistible with your cuteness and your silliness. But my God, they actually showed a video of these two. It was a bunch of pictures strung together, set to music. It was super cute. I'm so happy for these two. Donut Dan says, when my son got married, the bride's brother walked up and told him to run now because you can't make a whore a housewife. What? The bride's brother said you can't make a whore a housewife. And then Donut Dan adds, he was right. God damn. Kenny says, thinking back to Ben on WBBL and all his stories were catfishing and everything, it's kind of amazing that he's married now. He's a good dude, though. I'm happy for him. So true. Donut Dan says, yep, she is not yet 40 and is on her fourth marriage. God damn. Was your son the first one? So, you know, if he was the first one, that means that she had a long history of whoring without marriage. Dan said, no, the son was, that was her third marriage. Well, it happens. I heard from an audience member today that reached out to me and is asking for some type of assistance. I'll talk more about Trump in a second. I don't want to go all Trump. Jennifer reached out to me. Where are my glasses? You're not going to believe this shit. EZ, my man, can you please help me troll someone who deserves it? I just found out yesterday my freshly turned 18-year-old stepdaughter is in a quote-unquote serious relationship with one of her dad's and my friend. So a family friend. He's 40 fucking two. I will send you our correspondence so you will have a full background. He's a factory rat loser. And I want to take him down. My husband wants to kick his ass, but I truly believe your way of handling assholes is the best. Please, please, please help. Love you, man. I wrote, sure, I'll take a look at it. I can't guarantee anything, but I'll take a peek. Thanks, man. I'm watching your video from yesterday. So excited to see your lovely wife for the first time. but had to pause to reply. Do you want me to send... Okay, that's, I don't need to read that. If you can't take him down on air, I understand, but I will take any advice you can give. I want to call his work and all these things, but I need a mentor, someone who can guide me and teach me to have patience while I unravel his pathetic life. She sent me the correspondence with the dude. His name is Derek. That's where we pick it up. So he sent this to the woman that I was just telling you about. I got a ride back from the concert with her because my daughter's car broke down. He's talking about how it all began with the just turned 18-year-old. She talked to Dakota about going to see Dakota's horse. So she came out the next day. She kind of hit on me a couple of times or said some things, and I just blew it off or whatever. I didn't have any intentions of this happening, but it did. I knew she was young, but I didn't know she was actually fucking 18 until a couple weeks ago. I don't know what to say. And I know it's not what you want to hear, but it's gotten really serious. And walking away isn't something I can do. Yes, you can. He writes, I'm so fucking sorry. I know that's your baby. I'm not the same person I was back then. And I know you saw something in me back then that's better than what I was doing. She's always safe with me, and I won't let anything happen to her. Maybe I'm just a phase to her, but you, Blake, or her grandmother trying to stop her from seeing me is only going to make her want to be with me more. So I guess Blake is this chick's husband. Before we go further, Kenny writes, 42? 18? Nope. Someone needs to bash his head in. Me telling her we can't be together only makes her want to be with me more. Well, too bad. You got to cut it off, you fucking moron. And makes me afraid to sleep with my doors unlocked. Blake coming to kill me or beat me half to death is only going to make her want me more. Ugh. Just leave it alone for... This is the guy saying this. Just leave it alone for a couple months. Let her do what she wants. And maybe, like you say, she'll just move on. And then Blake can come kill me. What? There's something going on that maybe a few years from now you'll hopefully understand. But I cannot walk away now. I'm so fucking sorry to both of you. Ugh. There's more. Mom writes, I have not talked to her about this dingus. She's a child. I thought we could talk about it as adults. Honestly, all I receive from your BS text is that you are fine bleeping her for a couple of months until she moves on. Well, that's essentially what he said. Kenny writes, come get me. Let's go pay this clown a visit. Guess what? We are not okay with your tiny predator dick touching her. She is young, vulnerable, and has serious mental health issues. How does that make you look, you fuck? You don't know her. We do. This is so fucked up. We can't even stop puking. My anxiety is through the roof. You know us. Why would you do this to us? In a, quote, couple of months, this shit will not be over for us, maybe for you. Have your fun and good luck in your next life. You are doing damage that can't be undone, and why? We will not be around for the next abortion, so you better fucking watch it. By the way, sadly, I have calmed her dad down enough that he is just going to write her off. Ugh, boy, this is terrible. Instead of dealing with your pathetic factory rat prison dad that hasn't been there for his kids. Is that what you want? To replace her dad? You got your wish. Good luck. So I don't know. It sounds like, God, I feel bad even reading that part publicly. So there's a lot there. There's all sorts of threats and crazy shit. So she wants me to help. And I'm like, I don't really know what I can do. Kenny says he's all kinds of mad now. I can't even begin to imagine what I would do in this scenario. There's a lot more dialogue there that I don't have the time to break down right now. But, oh my God. You know it's bad when you're looking for options and calling Loudmouth Podcaster looking for help. I appreciate the sentiment that you would, think that I have something valuable that you could use in this, but I honestly, Matt writes, is she dating free beer? Outside of just beating the shit out of him, doing something illegal, I don't know if there's anything you can do. I think, though, that the idea that being that she's 18, I think the only thing you can do is nothing. There's nothing you can do there. I think that since you can't do anything, eventually this is going to end and she's going to need you. So I don't know about writing her off. I don't know if that's the best thing. I know you're disgusted and it makes you sick. You can't do that to your child. In my opinion. And that's what Kenny says too. He says, you don't give up on your child. She needs her father now more than ever. Even if she doesn't realize it. In time, she will. Fuck, this is terrible. Motherfuck. All right, a little bit more. I'm changing gears completely now. Moving on to the next topic. The idea that Trump survived an assassination attempt. He already was on the fast track, in my opinion, to being reelected. A little bit of this has to do with the unelectability of Joe Biden. And the staunch support that Trump gets. If you have an undecided voter between a clear-thinking idiot like Trump or an incapacitated man with dementia, there are a lot of people, not me, who will vote for Trump. I'm starting to feel like the outlier. I'm starting to feel like I'm the crazy one because I'm telling you, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm starting to feel like people are looking at me like there's something wrong with me. The only thing I'm hanging my hat on is that in the hope that he isn't even running the country to begin with. So, and I'm not even going to say, as of right now, I'm voting for Biden. No, I don't give a fuck what happens. I don't give a shit what happens. I'm voting for Biden. And like on my post on Facebook, somebody said, wait a minute, are you voting for Biden? And I'm like, yeah, I am. And I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear shit. Okay? I don't want to hear a word. No judging. I get one vote. This is mine. You get yours. Fuck off. Die. Okay? Leave me the fuck alone. I'll probably be voting for the loser again, which more often than not happens. I was talking with Bleeding Heart Brian. He goes, yeah, I remember you talking about how every time you vote, whoever you vote for loses. And he's right. That's happened most of the time. I did, though, vote for George W. Bush over Al Gore. And I did vote for George W. Who did George W. beat in the second one? I forget who George W. beat in the second one. Those are the only times. Kerry, that's right, John Kerry. Good poll, remember him? And I don't think I voted Democrat in those. I'm pretty sure I voted for George W. in those. I actually shook George W.'s hand at a rally. He came to Knoxville, Tennessee. And he was, you know, doing his thing, and I was doing like a man on the street reporter shit for the radio station. And I actually said, Governor Bush, what do you think about your friend Victor Ash? And he said something about Victor Ash in response. And I took the quote and edited it to make it sound like he said, I'm going to stick my finger up Victor Ash's ass. I swear to God. It was a great moment. We got in big trouble for that one. And I shook his hand. What the fuck was I going to say? Shit, I found my brain failing me right now. What is wrong with me? Oh, I wanted to get into these clips of Biden because one of the things I said to Pooh Bear after Trump got shot, I was like, Biden needs to come out right now and say something. And he did. And then he said he made a statement from the Oval Office yesterday. I didn't watch a bit of it. I kind of am trying to avoid him because it makes me feel so bad. And it's because of moments like this. Chris says battle box. Yes, this is the great battle box incident.
But in America, we resolve our differences at the battle box. You know, that's how we do it, at the battle box, not with bullets. But in America, we resolve our differences.
He did it twice. The battle box, you fucking dick.
But in America, we resolve our differences at the battle box. You know, that's how we do it, at the battle box, not with bullets.
Now, that can't possibly be. Because he often says, I've got to see that, by the way, that look, that I'm confused look. It's so fucked up. Everything about this guy. Then there was this meme came along. He started to say, make America great again. Like Biden actually started to say, make America great again. And he couldn't do it.
So tonight, I'm asking every American to recommit. To make America so, make America what it is.
Great again.
So tonight.
Okay. It's really a drag for me. Jimmy says, he said they shot my Vice President Trump. The thing about it is, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I am not voting for Trump, but Trump makes me fucking laugh hard. God damn it. Motherfucker shot in the ear and throws up a fucking black power and says, fight, fight, fight. He's just fucking shot in the ear. He's looking for his shoes. Holy shit. He's motherfucking the guy who shot him. Oh, my God. We're so fucked. This is going to be a slaughter. The only way we're going to win is if we cheat. I hope we cheat. Now we actually need you to cheat. All that shit about those Dominion voting systems. Now's the time. Because there's no fucking way we're going to win. And he's saying, oh, yeah, the hand of God moved his head. Oh, my God. Fucking shit. Oh, no. That's all I was thinking about when the bullet grazed his ear, and then he's like, yeah, fuck you, fuck you. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is... And then there's a shot from below the stage of him doing that, and the American flag that just happened to be up was flapping behind him. It was tremendous, with blood on his fucking face. Oh, people are going to put that on flags, okay? Chris Kay says that photo will win a Pulitzer. It truly is a fantastic photo. Whoever the genius was that took that god right place, right time. Chris says there's already a bunch of people with tattoos of it. Yeah, I know. That picture is right up there with like firemen raising flag at 9/11. Or Iwo Jima. Trump, blood in his fucking face with a superficial wound. Fuck, I would, if I'm Trump and I'm on the ground and I'm realizing that I'm shot, but I'm okay. What's that kayfabe? Pro wrestling. I take that blood and I smear it all over his fucking face. I mean, he had some blood on his face, but I'm like squeezing it to get more blood out and just putting it on my fucking face. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, oh, fucking shot. Oh, fuck you. Oh. So look, I'm kind of a simpleton. Yes, I'm voting for Biden. But there's a portion of my body that's trying to yank me over to the dark side saying, fucking vote for Trump. And I'm not going to do that shit. Fuck that. He's a goddamn criminal. I don't want that psychopath in the office. But then I think about this guy, motherfucker, getting shot, standing up, and MFing the guy who shot him. That's fucking sweet. My God. Hey, friends, it's your old pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill, and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in, and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. And then you got our president saying, yeah, beat him in the battle box. We have no chance. It was over before the attempted assassination. Oh, Trump's going to win every state. He's going to win California. He's going to win New York. Piano Finger Banger says, I'm pissed at how badass that photo is. It truly is a great photo. Son of a bitch. So I'm sitting there at the table at the wedding. Aunt Jenny to my right. And the big news hits. Richard Simmons has died. I'm like, ah. I thought to myself, well, that's something to talk about on the podcast. About 10 minutes goes by. Bulletin. They kept saying noises heard at the Trump rally, Trump injured. And they weren't, they kept posting, you know, like these weird type of headlines originally when this story started to unfold. Jeremy says that Richard Simmons got Farrah Fawcetted. Does that have to do with Farrah Fawcett dying and then something else huge happened? Is that what that means? What, like 9/11? It could only be 9/11, right? She died. We were ready to talk about Farrah Fawcett, and then something outrageously terrible happened that nobody's like, ah, fucking Farrah Fawcett. Well, let's talk about this story. Okay, now Jeremy says Farrah Fawcett died the same day as Michael Jackson. Maureen's stealing my headlines. You do that all the time. Yeah, that's what happened to Richard Simmons. Because at first I was like, okay, we got to talk about Richard Simmons. And then these odd headlines. Noises heard at Trump rally. Trump injured. Stay tuned. And then if I remember, I heard from Linda. The best one, though, was Amanda. She wrote, oh, my God. Donald Trump, and then she sent the headline, Donald Trump may have been shot and injured at Pennsylvania rally. And then she sent me the story, and I wrote, holy shit. So I had already found out about it. Dan, you fucking idiot. God damn it. Quit telling everybody who's dead, people. I'm trying to do my goddamn job. Anyway. I already knew about it, but I'm starting to now hear from people on the street who are watching it as it unfolds. Amanda writes, I don't think he's seriously injured, though. Wouldn't it be wild if someone took him out? Then she wrote, it sounded like a BB gun. Just saying. I'll stop now. And I'm like, huh? Sounded like a BB gun. Kenny writes, wow, how many people died this weekend? Sure hope someone in the chat tells us. What the fuck, guys? Now, when I haven't watched any of this. I haven't seen, I haven't heard anything. And so when I finally saw the video, I was like, why were they saying in the press, noises heard, possibly gunfire, Trump may have been hit? And I was like, well, yeah, he was fucking hit. He went like this and threw himself on the ground. And yeah, those were gunshots, you know, because they sounded like gunshots. So I don't understand that. I wrote to her on Saturday, I cannot wait to tell everyone that you thought that was a BB gun. I'll bet you're the only person on earth who made that assessment. She says, yeah, I watch too many movies to know what real gunfire sounds like. What? What happened at the event sounded like a gun, like in a movie. Yeah, I watched too many movies to know what real gunfire sounds like. Tyler says basically the headlines, fireworks being lit near rally while Trump stung in ear by a parent bee. Chris says he saw one headline that said, Secret Service removed Trump from stage after he falls at rally. Bob says CNN was saying at first Trump injured after a hard fall. Donut Dan says, I love how the dorks on CNN said the same thing. Cole says they're shocked someone tried to kill the guy they've been calling Hitler for 8 years. Makes sense to me. More news over the weekend. Alec Baldwin's case got thrown out. So that was huge. And then the other bits of news that ding-dongs in the chat already revealed, in addition to Richard Simmons dying. Shannon Doherty died of cancer, just 53, something like that. Oh, my God. And I was reading her career. Literally, the only thing, well, Charmed. She was on Charmed. That was a pretty big hit. And 90210. But outside of that, there wasn't a lot that she did. Kenny says Alec Baldwin was quoted on the set of the movie saying that totally didn't sound like that gun went off. Why is she on the ground? All right. I'm glad you mentioned that because it reminded me. And there was another death. A guy by the name of Jacoby Jones of the Baltimore Ravens, just 40 years old. Scored two touchdowns in the Super Bowl for the Ravens against San Francisco. Against Kaepernick. He became the first player to score a receiving touchdown and a return touchdown in the game. I think that would have made him the MVP of that one. They don't know how he died. No one's saying anything. When you see that someone dies, are you like me? Do you like, all right. And then when you get to the point, it says no cause. I'm like, I don't care anymore. I want to know how it happened. I'm just going to assume nowadays that whenever they say no cause of death is revealed, I'm like one of two things. This was either an overdose or self-inflicted. Accidental overdose of some type of substance or self-inflicted a suicide. Successful suicide attempt. Dr. Ruth was like 96 years old. There are people that are listening who don't know the fuck she is. Ruth was in a concentration camp back in the day and eventually got out of that somehow, I guess because they're liberated, but her mom and dad were killed in the concentration camp. Schindler's Fist writes something horrible. I'll get to that later. Distracted me, sorry. Ruth eventually went to these like Israeli defense team or something like that. Ruth at like age 20. She's only 4'7". She was. She became a fucking sniper for the Israeli military. Eventually made her way to the U.S., got her master's degree and started being, she was an expert on sex. All right. And that was her thing in the 1980s. Everybody was like, Dr. Ruth is telling everybody to just fuck regularly. That's all you got to do is just fuck, fuck, fuck. And she was part, Ruth and Simmons, Richard Simmons, were both dynamic forces to be reckoned with in the 1980s. Public Radio Dave says about her being a sniper like Mr. Rogers, except I'm not bullshitting there. She actually was a sniper for the Israeli Defense Ministry. '80s and '90s. You're absolutely right. All right. So those are all things that happened over the weekend. Just a monumental weekend. Ben getting married. That would have been enough to just talk about Ben getting married. But then Richard Simmons dies. But then Ruth dies. Richard Simmons. He died at his home in Los Angeles on Saturday. I think it's cops did not give a cause of death, but they said no foul play was suspected. He grew up as an unhappy, bewildered teenager. I wonder if the dude with Richard Simmons is available. Does anybody have a copy of when the dude was interviewing Richard Simmons? I'm looking for it right now as we speak, and if it shows up on any search, it'll be way deep on the pages, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All right. Well, maybe I'll be able to get my hands on it later on. Simmons vanished from the spotlight some time ago. Hang on. I got to get Schindler's Fist out of here. It takes me a second because I got to I got to log on myself into my own chat, which is a pain in the ass. But I'll make short work of him. All right. He's banned. I'm being followed by a dude shadow. Dude shadow, dude shadow. One more thing about the assassination attempt. This is the guy who got hit by the bullet who lost his life. 50-year-old former fire chief. I think he got out of the game. And when the bullets rang out, this dude, this is his wife. He dived on his wife. He dove on his wife and his kids. And he got hit and he was dead on the scene. Like it was, I don't know if he got hit in the head or what. There was one GoFundMe, a fundraiser for all of the people who were hurt. That's well over like $2.5 million. That's the one that Kid Rock threw $50,000 at. I wonder if he would do the same thing if someone got shot at a Biden rally. But then this one, this GoFundMe, has it'll have probably $1 million by the time I get done doing this show. God damn. Can you believe that shit? That was wild. These are classmates of the retard that shot the president. Because he's about 20 years old. So this is the skinny kid here. Looks like young heiress hampers. And blonde bitch tits. Let's hear what they have to say. Blonde bitch tits just stares at his fucking phone the whole time.
I didn't have any interaction with him, but he was like a kid that was always alone. He was always bullied every day. He was just an outcast. Yeah. I mean, he would sit alone at lunch. I mean, he was just an outcast, and you know how kids are nowadays, so they're going to see someone like that, and they're going to target him because they think it's funny or whatever, so it's the best way I can describe it, and it's honestly kind of sad. Like, I don't want to say this is what provoked it, but you never know.
And you said he was a loner?
Yeah. I want to say he was a loner more because he was just... He was quiet, but, like, he was just bullied. Like, he was bullied so much. So much.
Look at the titties on that dude.
He was just made fun of, I guess, for the way he dressed or his appearance.
How did he dress?
Like they were just saying, jeans. He'd wear hunting outfits sometimes.
So like a former Zaniac.
He would always wear a mask even after COVID.
Oh yeah.
He wore a mask.
Okay. All right. You know, it's interesting to me. Seriously, and I don't know if that's why the kid did what he did. But if you're a teacher or an educator, whatever, lunch lady, I don't give a fuck. It's pretty obvious when the kids walk in who are the ones that are most likely to be ostracized or humiliated or picked on. How hard would it be to just keep a wayward eye out and watch and just pay attention to who's fucking with who? And when you sense that somebody's up to no good, just fucking fuck them up. You know, I've never understood why kids or the teachers and administrators say, oh, we can't be everywhere. We can't police everything. I don't know, man. I think there's got to be a better way. Nick says anyone still in a mask is suspect. Donut Dan says sounds a bit like a typical mentally ill person. Any kid who the next school shooter is in their school, they know. I guarantee it. Teachers are not in the group. Like, I think I know what you're saying. It's like they can pick out who the troubled kid is. Tyler goes with, aha! So masks cause people to assassinate someone. I knew it. Chris goes with, all the proof we need. Time to hang Fauci. All right. Jesus Christ. What a crazy ass sequence. But this all happened. This weekend for your old pal EZ, this was going to be like a front and center story, but I talked to you on Friday about how the Segment 18 Facebook group, again, I did not go there and write anything. I didn't go there and cause any trouble. Some crazy bitch named Mary Cusack heard me when I said Kelly should be making more than $70,000. And she said, yeah, Kelly's missed a day off Friday. Could it be because Eric caused her stress because she said she's underpaid? And by the way, he said that Maitland is useless. And, you know, I mean, she is. But I say that only with the context of professionally. In a medium where you need to be talking, she doesn't have anything. She can't provide anything. And she's... And when I said she's a dumb little girl, I'd stand by it. She is super dumb, and she is a silly little girl. She has no business being on the radio. I know it sounds harsh, but it's true. Okay? You can't. Not everybody can talk on the radio. So I pointed that obvious thing out. She is, I'm guessing, a very sweet individual, and she's also extremely pretty. Those are the things she can capitalize with or should... She got fired from a radio job in Lansing, okay? She was given a morning job, and despite her appearance and despite her congeniality, they fired her. They replaced her with free beer and hot wings. They bring her back, give her fucking $18,000 a year. She still sucks, and everybody gets butthurt at me because I pointed that out. Well, this Mary bitch, she runs over to there and posts that. And then everybody starts ripping on me and saying, I'm gonna kill him. Fuck this guy. What an asshole. And then this one piece of shit says, I live in his town. When I see him, I'm going to tell him straight up what's up. He's a spineless, coward piece of shit. He said that about me. Now, I hadn't said one word on that goddamn thread. And I told you I wasn't going to. until that one. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. So I wrote, why wait? You know, why wait to run into me out in the wild? I wrote, why wait? Come on over. And then I waited. And then to my surprise, he said, what's your address on the post? And I'm like, well, I'm not going to post it here, even though anybody can find me in about 3 seconds. I go, give me an email. He gave me an email. I said it. So this is where I live. When can I expect you? I set up 2 chairs in the front of my fucking house, had my tripod with my phone on it, ready to go live, ready to talk to this cocksucker. Yes, I did have my piece on me just in case. But I go up to Pooh Bear and I go, hey, because I was mowing the lawn. I go, hey, there might be a guy coming over. He's an audience member. Now, I'm taking liberties. I don't know that he's an audience member. I don't even know if any of those stupid fucking people listen to me. They're all clouded. Their judgment is clouded because I said something bad about this dumb bitch, Maitland, and how stupid she is. I go, somebody might be coming over. She goes, who's coming over? I go, audience member. She goes, really? I go, well, not really an audience member. Remember I told you about those people that were attacking me on Segment 18 Facebook group? Yeah. Well, one of them said he was going to say something to my face. Yeah. So I said, why wait? Come on over. She goes, you did not. I go, I did. She goes, then did you give him our address? I go, I did. She goes, why did you do that? I go, it's going to be fine. There's no way this fucking idiot is going to show up, first of all. But don't worry about it. I am the king of cool. The king of cool won't let anything get sideways. And if he says anything that, or if he tries to fucking go after me, I mean, I'm not going to be like the guy shooting at Trump. He's going to be 6 feet away. And this hollow point is going to make his head like a fucking canoe. Don't sweat it. I got this. So I waited. I cleaned my garage, waiting out front for this fucker to come. And he never did. So fuck you, pussy. Who the hell was it? Who said that? One of you said, my husband does dumb shit like this all the time. And I go, yeah, Pooh Bear is pretty pissed at me. But it was like kind of like a whole day's worth of a dynamic where I posted that. I posted the picture of the guy. Some of you referred to him as part of Meal Team 6 because he might have been like a Navy SEAL or some shit. I don't give a fuck who he is. Tyler said, I would have preferred if you were waiting in a rocking chair with your shotgun. Well, the fucking idiot never came by. Chris says they really came out of the woodwork on that one. Yeah, they were all over that. Did you take your shirt off in preparation like all those dorks in the fighting videos? No. But I had my Crocs on. I probably would have had to take my shoes and socks off. Cole says, to be fair, I don't think you can invite them over and shoot them. No. I wouldn't have just invited him over and shot him. I would have waited till he like went for my neck. Like went to attack me. You're right. You don't just invite people over and shoot them. You only shoot somebody when they attack you. All right. So it was a wonderful, wonderful weekend. The only bad thing about this is that somebody died at the Trump rally. The bad things are somebody died at the Trump rally and Trump is guaranteed going to win. Fucking A. I cannot believe this. What a time. But Becky's right. I wish, she says, I wish I didn't have to live through these historic events. There is breaking news, though. And I was going to get to it, and then I forgot it. And so the judge in Florida, there's a judge, Eileen Cannon, okay? And everybody thought Eileen Cannon is going to be one of these judges who really fucks up Trump in the Trump classified documents case. Remember, he had all those documents at Mar-a-Lago, feds raided his house. Well, that case has been thrown out, dismissed. It's done. So another, Trump is on a fucking winning streak. He's dodging bullets, literally. Iconic pictures. And now today, the hits keep on coming. That judge has thrown it all out. She said in her 93-page decision that the special, Monday on the grounds that the appointment of and funding for special counsel Jack Smith was illegal. She said that was unlawful and unconditional. The clerk is directed to close the case. The decision came on the first day of the Republican National Convention. At the end of the week, Trump will make his appearance there, and I guess that's when the running mate will be announced. I can't wait to find out who that is. I hope it's someone fantastic. I want it to be his fucking 8-foot-tall son. Trump praised the ruling in a statement that referenced Saturday's shooting and said other criminal cases against him should be tossed as well. A source who spoke directly with Trump said that he was surprised but very happy with Cannon's decision. He gets shot, and then the judge's name is Cannon. God damn. Well, what the fuck? 4 years of Trump. They should just put him in office now. I mean, why even continue with this nonsense? Let's not even have the elections. Let's just put him back in office right away. Adam says the judge he appointed throwing the case out seems all above board. Is that true? I didn't know that. And he gets shot the weekend that Baldwin's case was dropped. All right. Donut Dan says, like Charlie Sheen, he is winning. Can you get the president on the phone for us? Well, we had him on earlier in Act 1. The very beginning of Act 1, Trump joined us. He couldn't hear a thing I was saying because he can't hold the phone up to his fucking mutilated ear. It is time for the asshole of the day. Pretty easy. It talked about a few things that it could be today. On all the attacks that I was getting on the segment 18 page, or no, this is on Reddit, because they were going after me on that too for some reason. What the fuck? I didn't even start anything. One guy was like, I was listening to his fucking show and it sucks so goddamn bad. There were so many pauses. I said, well, dude, what the fuck? I mean, you want me to fill every second of this with conversation? I'm alone. Actually, this one I wanted to get to. I didn't read it, but I will read it. It was somebody went and actually made an alternate account so that I wouldn't see their primary account. And the only post that they made was the one to me on my page. Let's see. God damn it, my vision is so bad. This show is so fucking boring. I can only listen to the Madison crying shit so many times. Because I played it on Friday, so you must have heard the Friday show. And that is a relieving break from the FBHW bullshit clickbait crap where nothing significant happens. But he says it did. He just plays old shit. Countdown to the time he replays the fucking hamster story for the 1,000th time. He has bagged about how on Freebird Outwings, everyone went in with show notes in preparation, but he was just able to wing it. It is apparent now more than ever that he is just phoning it in. Why do you think he takes vacation time the same time they are off? Show's a total wash. He also talks about not saying aha and And then he does it like 10 times directly after. Oh, yeah. Take a drink every time Zane says, all right. You will be hammered in 10. Chris says, he did it again. More pauses. We can't stand for this. And I wrote, did you make a new account to say all this? I'm honored. Thanks for being here. Make yourself at home. He writes, I just wanted to play the numbers and see if you would say that. You win. And I wrote, ha ha, excellent work. Thanks again, Greg. Jesus Christ. Your asshole of the day is my audience member's pedo pal. Congratulations to you. More on that. I gotta read up more on that. But I honestly think there's nothing they can do. Ladies and gentlemen, as usual, you've been a tremendous audience. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being here. Till next time, thank you and bye.